Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to our Wednesday edition of the Community Corner on KQWC Radio. This week, five performances of Disney's Newsies Jr. take center stage at the Webster City Community Theater on Wilson Avenue. It's my pleasure talking with Lindsay Henderson, who's director for the show. Lindsay, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Not too bad today. So it's been quite a hectic few weeks there, Lindsay, and now we're all set for the big opening night coming up Thursday for Newsies Jr.
That's right. The kids have been working really hard since about the middle of October. So lots of rehearsals, three times a week, including Saturday mornings for music and choreography rehearsals. And they just have been so diligent and really have latched on and to this show. And I'm really excited for you all to see what they can do.
Now, Lindsay, for those not familiar with Disney's Newsies Jr., well, naturally, it's a Disney production. But what's it all about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I would say out of all of the Disney Junior shows, there's a lot of different junior versions of Broadway shows that, you know, can be performed. And of the Disney ones, you know, Newsies might be lesser known, but Newsies is a story about the Newsies strike of 1899, where these children that were selling newspapers in New York started protesting against some unfair pricing for the papes, their papers. Sorry, we call them papes in the show. and it really starts. It started like a revolution of child labor protests and eventually led to some labor laws there, the Fair Labor Act of 1938. So the Fair Labor Standards Act, which changed some rules around child labor. But that doesn't sound like an exciting, fun kids show, but there was a movie made in the early 90s, and then it became a Broadway musical, and it's such a an exhilarating, inspiring show, and the songs, if you haven't heard them before, you're going to love them after you see this. And the kids, you know, well, maybe it's not Disney princess and princesses and all these things, they really have taken to love these characters and embodied them, their characterization of these kids in New York. It's so much fun, and they really just show all of the passion that comes with that, and they've learned so much about what kids were going through back then, what their lives were like, and how different that is from kids today.
I think one of the most notable songs in that production there, Lindsay, is Seize the Day, right?
Seize the Day, yeah. I'd say that's the most well-known one, and anybody can get excited by a song that's talking about that, you know, really taking a stand for yourself and making the most of your life. And so, yeah, it's super exciting. And the dancing, there's so much dancing in this show, more than the others. And they really have done such a wonderful job, these kids, of picking up dance steps. Some of them have never really been, you know, classically trained or anything. And I've got them tap dancing and everything you can imagine. So
that's just amazing, Lindsay. Now, let's talk about how many's in the cast for Newsies Jr.
We had 32 kids in the cast. So that's a pretty big group of people on our little stage, but we had a good showing for auditions, and we've got cast members not, you know, from Webster City obviously, but also from surrounding areas. Our star Adriana, who plays Jack Kelly, is from Clarion. We have people coming over from Hardin County, from down at the South Hamilton School District, even over from Calhoun County. So not everyone is blessed to have a theater like ours, so it's really wonderful to see kids from around the region coming in to participate in our shows.
In addition to yourself there, Lindsay, who else is helping you with the production?
So I have my music director, Karen Oliver. She, for anybody that attended Sound of Music, she played the Mother Superior role. She's been involved in different productions, but this is her first time doing music direction, and it's been really great to work with her. She and I are always on the same wavelength. We get along really well. So that's been really great to work with her, and hope to do so again for future shows. And then I have my daughter, actually, Karina Murray, who I think she's more experienced than me in theater. She's the reason I got involved with Webster City Community Theater. She is my assistant director, and I cannot function without her support. She is so organized and so on top of everything, and has been handling all the communication with the parents and kids. So she's been wonderful. And then we have Kevon Edwards, who is our stage manager and props director, Louine Getter doing costumes, Sam Osi and Owen Gallantine in our tech room there doing the lights and sound cues. And so, yeah, it takes a lot of people, as you know. Tammy Halick and her daughter Taylor are going to come help out with makeup this week. So, and then, of course, all of the wonderful parents that are helping backstage, have been at rehearsals, you know, making sure the kids are staying focused and that we have what we need. So every show takes a very large group. It's a big family.
It sure is. Now let's talk about ticket information for the program.
So started last year, this past summer, with Beauty and the Beast, we launched our online ticketing program so that you can go to our website and purchase tickets, and it has been really wonderful and had very few issues with that. So you can go to our website, the Webster City Community Theater website, and there is a link there, a button to push to purchase tickets online. You can also go to the box office. Those hours are open in the evening this week, and you can show up at the door and buy tickets as well. But it's really nice to be able to pick your seat in advance and pay for those tickets, and then you just show them your receipt or your digital receipt, and in you go. So that's been a really awesome addition. So tickets are still available. They're getting a little tight. We've got a lot of seats sold out, but there's still room for you to come and enjoy the show.
Glad to hear about that. So again, get your tickets. Seize the day to get the ticket to enjoy Disney's Newsies Junior coming to Webster City Community Theater. Five shows Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 7 p.m., and matinees on Saturday and Sunday. That would be December 14th and the final show December 15th starting at 2 p.m., all happening at the Webster City Community Theater. Anything we've left out here, there?
No, I don't think so. I just, come and support these kids, whether you have, whether they're members of your family, whether you know them or not, you will be entertained, I promise, and inspired by this show. And they've worked so hard. I'm just incredibly proud of them. I love working with these junior productions and hope to do more in the future.
Awesome. Lindsay Henderson, my guest on today's Community Corner show for Disney's Newsies Junior opening Thursday night. Lindsay, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Pat. Have a great day.